Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome. We are holding Simon Shin Mem in middle of Sif Dalet, page 378. The Mishneh Berurah, the last four words on the page, in middle of Sif Katan Chav Beis. So we are in middle of discussing the halachas of Kosev and Meichik. And today we're going to continue with this Mishneh Berurah. No Mechaber, no Rama, just Mishneh Berurah, giving over some of the Klalim in Hilchas Kosev and Meichik. A big part of it will be differentiating between the Malacha Midaraisa and Midarabanan. Before we start that, I want to just focus on one or two points that we discussed yesterday. So we mentioned in passing yesterday, if someone has words printed on the bottom of their shoes, we used SAS for an example, but obviously any sort of imprint of words on the bottom of your shoe, and we're walking on snow or on sand or on dirt, and it's to the point where it's going, especially wet mud, where it's going to make an imprint and it's going to stay there for a while. Is that permitted, or it is permitted? Why is that so? So we mentioned yesterday that it is permitted. Now, what's the reason for that? So what I found today, I looked at the Sefer Orcha Shabbos. Over there, he writes, it's mutter to walk with your shoes that have some sort of imprint on the bottom of the shoe, even though when you're walking on soft dirt, it's going to have that picture in the on the floor. Ha'ara, look at the ha'ara on the bottom where he explains why. So over there he says the reason why is a psik resha delo nichle, which means your intent is not to write on the mud, SAS. It's only darashenim eschavin, but it's a psik resha if the mud is really wet, then it's for sure going to happen. And it's trade derabanan, psik resha, but it's loy nichle because you don't really care for it. You don't really care if it says it there. So it's a psik resha delo nichle and it's trade derabanan. It's two derabanan. First of all, it's a ksav sheinim eschavin. It's not going to last, you know, eventually it's going to get washed away or walked over. And also, this is ksiva kalachayat. Ksiva kalachayat, so it's trade derabonans. And therefore, we're going to allow it. So I want to just point out that it is true what he's saying. And they add in the Svara also that when you walk with your SAS shoes on the mud, the SAS comes out backwards, and memela is not considered really an ice because a backwards S is not an S. Or, and it's interesting because, and I'm using the example of SAS, I don't know, I don't wear those shoes, if the A is a capital A or a lowercase a. If it's a capital A, I don't think it'll make a difference if it's written backwards, because an A backwards and forwards is always going to be an A. Certain letters like a D or a C or an S, they face one way, and if it's written backwards and it's not the ice, but an A actually would make no difference how you write it. So, a lowercase L would be the same thing. So that's this particular svar that he adds at the end won't always apply to every ice. But some ices that I've written that I have to face one way and make them out backwards. But I just want to point out one thing because it comes up so often. We have sort of different contradictions or conflicting, you know, psakim over throughout our course of learning Mishneh Berurah Chelek Gimel. I just want to bring two examples. When we do say this, when we don't say this. One example where we are lenient is in Siman Shin Tes Zayin. Shin Tes Zayin Siv Gimel. If you have a bunch of flies in a big box and you want to close the box, so over there the Rama says you're allowed to do that. Why are you allowed to do that? First of all, your intent is not to catch the flies, it's just to close the box. Let's say it's a storage box and you want to close it. So it's only darashenim eschavin. It's a psik resha that for sure are going to be captured. It's loy nichle because you don't care for the flies to be captured there. That's a psik resha loy nichle. One derabanan is it's ein b'minay nitzay. For those who still remember Siman Shin Tes Zayin, it's a type of animal that's not usually caught. Not something which you catch in order to for any particular usage of the animal, a fly. Therefore, tzeda, the melacha of tzad on a fly is only midarabanan. And the second derabanan is that it's a type of box that's big enough. When you open it, you won't be able to for sure catch the fly. You still have to do something to make sure you catch it. It may still escape. They fly very fast, and therefore it's not considered fully trapped on a deraisa level. It's trade derabanan ein b'minei nitzeid, and it also is not fully trapped, and it's a psik resha l'nichle, and therefore it is mutter. That's an example where we say it's mutter. However, in Siman Shin Lamed Zayin, in more recent history, we say the opposite. In Shin Lamed Zayin, someone is dragging heavy furniture across the dirt, and we say over there that's going to be aser, even though his intent is not to make a ditch in the ground. So it's Darashim Mitzchavin. It's very heavy, so it's a Psik Reisha. It's Lenichale, you couldn't care less for that ditch. Even though it's Mekalkel, he's ruining the ground, even though it's Kalach HaYad, that's not the way to dig by dragging a bench. So you have two Derabbanans, Mekalkel and Kalach HaYad, and it is a Psik Reisha Lenichale. And over there, we were Machmir. So we have seemingly a Stira. Now, I recall there were maybe different Svaras, we could say that by Tzad, the reason why it was a derabbanan was more of a be'etzem reason because it's ein b'minei nitzei, it's not fully trapped. It wasn't because of klolei hilchos Shabbos like mekalkel and kalach hayad, but a component that's maybe a svar, but there are different stiras about it. We had just 2 days ago, if someone wanted to cut a cake that has words on it, so we said it's going to be aser, it's going to be an iser of moichik. However, the Dag HaMeir Rav has said that really it should be okay. Because cutting the words is a psik reisha d'lenichle. You couldn't care less about cutting the words. You just want to eat the cake. And it is trade derabbanan's. Dag HaMeir Rav has said it's meichik kalach hayad. And maybe he said over there mekalkel also. He said two svaras over there. Also because it's kilkel kalach hayad and it's not a manas lichtoiv. That also makes it a derabbanan. And that's be'etzem derabbanan. That the mechika of the cake is not a manas to write. And therefore, the Dag HaMeir Rav wanted to be lenient to let you cut a cake on Shabbos, even cut up letters. Mishnah Berurah was machmir. He said only bepeh, with your mouth, we're going to allow it. But to use a knife to do it, that he did not allow. So it was sort of like in between. So we find different conflicting ideas, in Psak. Do we go with a Psak Reish L'Nichle and two Derabbanan that we make or not? So over here, it sounds like that's the Psak. That the Archa Shabbos is saying the reason why you can walk on the wet ground is because of psikreish of the and trade their abundance. I do want to point out there's an added svara over here, which maybe makes it easier why it's pashut that you can do it. Two added svaras. Svara number one, we find by Xeris der Abanan, we find this by schita about walking in the rain. Even though it's inevitable there will be a schita. Over there we said a svara chazal, we're not geyser. I think we said it there, or maybe it was with regards to wearing the wet socks further. The Chazal were not geyser in a case where it's something which is just living regular life, going to disturb the regular function of life. Certain times they held back the gzeiros in those cases, and they allowed you to walk outside even though you know it's raining outside and you're going to get wet, and there'll be a shaila of wearing something which you may come to be seichet. So perhaps over here also, it's the psikreish of the nichle trade their abundance, but you push it, just want to go walking outside, and these are your shoes. Perhaps maybe that'd be a svara, although one can argue on that svara and say, don't wear those shoes. But the other svara is the main svara I want to say is that there is a svara with regards to video cameras. Can I walk outside if I know I'm being taped by a video camera that there is a screen where you can actually see me walking on it? Which means if someone has a video camera in their house, so if they close the screen, then we don't consider that klesiv. Even though maybe far, far away, somewhere in Middle America, there's a hard drive or a hard disk where there's actually something changing and there's some sort of ratio over there to store the memory of the video camera. I don't know if there's a cloud if that also happens, but even if it did happen, that maybe wouldn't be a problem. It's so far away. It's a kayach sheni, kayach shlishi, and grummas, and who knows what. But if the camera, the screen is actually open, so what's the heter to walk by that camera? Now, in someone's house, really, they should close the screen. But if you're walking by someone else's storefront and there's a screen that's videoing you, what's the heter to walk there? So the heter for that, Rabbi Yashiv says, Rav Ozner says, I did see a different tshuva from Rav Ozner, which sounded differently, but the typical svara that's brought down is Darech Hiluchai, Shabbos is Melechus Machsheves, and something with you just walking and it just happens. You're not really Bechlal doing anything or really Isaac in anything Bechlal. You're just walking and it happens to be that there's a camera that's capturing your movements. That's as far that at least when there's no other way, no other place to walk, that would allow you to walk there, even though there's a screen that's having your picture on it. Now, the question is if you could shtel this too to walking on the wet mud. I'm just walking. I'm not doing malacha now. I'm literally just walking. Derech Hiluchai. It happens to be that because my shoes have a certain shape, so it's coming out in the mud. Maybe that'd be a svara over here, Derech Hiluchai. One could argue. One can say it's different because I'm actually wearing the shoe. I'm making the imprint on the ground. As opposed to when I'm just walking in the street and the camera is focused on me, there I'm mamish doing nothing, mamish derech hiluchay, akaponim, I'm just throwing out the different svaras with regards to that shaila. Okay. Now let's actually learn today's page as we already are halfway through our time limit. Zakta Mishnah Brura, Akasiv. It's the fourth to last word, page 378. Akasiv al basara bidyoy. Someone writes on their skin with ink. Chayev Neshu, or that's considered writing on or. Afa Bisha Chamimus Bisari Maveris, even though it's not Miskayim, because the heat or the oils from your skin will eventually remove the ink. It's considered like a regular ksav that's getting erased. What the Mishnah Brura is saying is that your skin really is a davar hamiskayim, and the ink will stay there. It's because we have natural oils that are secreted from the skin that eventually remove the stain, and that's not considered that it's not miskayim. It's considered it's miskayim, and then it gets erased. Someone who scrapes into his finger, scratches into his skin. A tzura, that's not isur asur midaraisa. Shein der ksiva b'kach, it's not the regular way to write. A kareya ala arv ketav nisksav, someone who rips onto leather the shape of a ksav, chay mishum kaisiv. Ha-reishim ala arv ketav nisksav, but if you just imprint on the leather, potter with the sefta shalonu isul ha-hepich, and the sefta says the opposite, the kareya potter of reishim chayiv, if you rip into the leather, you're a potter. If you imprint, you're chayiv, akvar nischabtu b'zer rishonim, ayim divrei raja v'chidusha v'divrei rav ha-magid kan. Preparing Dal the Gerush and the Rishonim are busy trying to figure out which one's Chayiv, which one's Pater, ripping into the leather or making an imprint into leather. I'm not sure the exact Shaila here. There's one halacha that's kedai to say over at this point, which is in Siman Tav Kuf, Hilchos Yontif. It discusses over there, the Mishnah Brura discusses cutting food into significant and meaningful shapes or letters. And the Mishnah Brura says that's Aser. Mishnah Brura says in Siman Tav Kuf, of Kotin Yud Zayin. He says over there, Isa b'Gemara, Rabba Bar Rav Huna, he would cut his meat into a shape of like a triangle when he would send the meat to his house. That way he would have a Tvias Ayin and no one, there'd be no chash that the guy switched the meat for something else. This is relevant to the halachas of sending meat, meat with a guy. The different halachas, you need two simanim or two chesamais, two seals. It's like to Basar Shana Salam Mina Ayin. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Aval urine, but to cut the meat in the shape of letters or pictures, also lasayis and mebasa, you cannot cut the meat into those shapes. There, chsimim b'yantiv, you cannot do that even on yantiv, and for sure on Shabbos, one cannot cut their food into meaningful shapes or letters. Zakta the Mishnah Berurah vayter ois gimel hakosiv ksav agab ksav. If you have a ksav and you're just writing over the existing ksav, ahenu shehever kol misha al oisis haksuvim kvar vechidshim. You just took a pen and you wrote over existing oisis. You sort of gave them more vibrancy, or that's probably the wrong word, or you made them darker and deeper color. Potter, the lo yahani midi didn't really do anything. The aces were already there. The hani midi shayid yoy gabid yoy. This is when it's ink on top of ink, regular black ink on top of black ink. Aisikra gabi sikra, or red ink on top of red ink. Avalim hevred yoy gabi sikra. If you put black on top of red, chayiv shtayim, you chayiv two karbonis. Achad mishum kaisiv sha'achshav uksav hogan yusim birishayim. Now we view black ink is more chashev than red ink. You erase the red ink and replace it with black ink. That's kaisiv and meichik. To put red ink over black ink is considered kilkel, and therefore you're potter. And even though you erased the black and put the red there, it's all one big kilkel, and it's only asim midrabanan. Even if you wanted red, the place can speak out that black has a natural, automatic, more chashivas. It's more, and therefore you're going to be potter for covering over black with red. Dalin. You're not chayiv a carbon until you write two letters. If you write one letter, even the size of two, it's potter. It's still aser d'oraisa, just not chayiv a carbon. That which your potter on one ois, even if it's next to an existing ksav, came in the bishabas like kasav elo ois achas. Since you only wrote one letter, you're not chayav a karbon, even though it's completing a different. It's next to a different ois, which now maybe makes a word. Avo in ois hishlam as a safer chayav. But if this ois is mashlam an entire safer, then your chayav the hani ma'isa of tuba. There's such a chashivas to your ma'isa. Even one ois would have chashivas and you'd be chayav, which means two oises is more of a chashivas usually. But here, even one ois has that chashivas. Hakoisiv ois achas v'niket alel l'simin. If you write one ois, you make a little strechel on top. That's the word we use, a little strechel. Afa bisha kor mimena ayedeza teva shleima potter. Even though you people read it as an entire word, you still potter. You do not write two oisies. Ketzad k'gan shakosav ois mem. Now the Mishnah Berurah does not say mem with a little strechel on top, but I think that's what he means. Rakol Karen is a miser, and we know mem stands for miser. Aisha Kasvan Walking Minion, or you write the word mem and your intent is to represent 40. Shrehi Kamoisha Kasavar Boim. If you're lucky, Potter, because you did not write out two Isis. Hamagia Isachat Vasa Isis Shtaim. If you're Magia one Isis, you make it into two. Kurenchachila Gaga Ches Venasa Shne Zainim. Futsarakaze Chayim. If you erase the Gag, a Ches and Ksab Beis Yasef, it's two Zions with a Chatzetris in between that connects the two Zions. You erase that middle piece, now it's two letters, you're Chayim. Now, Midrabanan, even if you erase one ice and change it, let's say you have a J in English and you erase the bottom and make it into a lowercase I, that also would be also Midrabanan. It's not the eraser because it's only one ice. If your intent was to write a ches and you wrote two zayins, you want to write a mem in ksav ashuris and you made a space between the chaf and the vav. A mem is really a chaf and a vav, and you made a space between the chaf and the vav. Now you have two ices. I did should deal like a kumis when nimshacha ois karoi. The chol kiyot to bezar reads a potash relin is chav and el ois achas. Your intent was for one ois, even though it ended up being two. It was a mistake. You're not chayav a carbon for that. Ois hey, shtei ois esher marnu lechiyav hu afilo menasa teva ide zet. Two ois es lechiyav is even if you're not making a real word. Gin aleph gimel the chiyot to bezar afilo mahi shteim shavis yishem echad. Even two of the same letters. Gin tas gag chach dad bechadoma. Gam kein chayav. Two oises your chayiv. Even if your intent was to write a larger word, you're going titnu aigagais because of raksh the oises elo mehen afa pikin chayiv. You wrote two oises your chayiv. Midah you should know the fimach and nifsak leil b'simon lam involved the ain as the yunin shall oises shatnes gates ma'akiv. The halacha is when we write ksav ashuris in the sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzos, we put three tagin on the letters Shatnez Gates, Shin Ayin, Tes, Nun, Zayin, Gimel, and Tzadik. On those letters, on the left part of the letter, we put three tagin. Next time you get an aliyah in the Sefer Torah, you'll see it. Or look at any mezuzah on the outside that has a shin and a dalet and a yud. On the shin, there'll be three tagin on the left side. And the halacha derech agav is on, I think it's Bedek Chaya. On those oasis, you have one small tag. On the Beis, Dalet, Kuf, Ches, Yud, and He, I believe, have one tag. Bedek Chaya, I think. And Shatnez Gates has three tagim on the left thing, but they're not ma'akiv. That means if they're not veer, it's still kosher. Alma the mikri ksav beloiza im kain um kaisiv shtei oisis afilu b'sefer teretz filin mezuzis beliz yunim gam kain chayiv. If you write to oisis even without the yunim, you're chayiv. A kosher kain b'ksav ba'alma the mikri ksav b'chayiv. Kosher kain if it's not part of the sefer Torah. Fill in the mezuzahs, and you don't write the union, the tag in there, the little lines on top with the balls on top of them, on top of the oisis, you would be chayiv. The chaynoy can be gittin shakayshim believes the union. They write the gittin without the union. Come aboard, Rav Nezer Simon Kuf Chavav. I'm going to have a ksav gamar afila believes the union. We see ksav ashuris is a regular ksav even without the union. Gam also derech it happens to be the melechetz ksiva whom the raisa b'chol ksav b'chol lashin. Anyways, any sort of ksav or any language would be kaysiv. Even two digits, two numbers will also be chayav. The last one we'll do for today. This that you're chayav for two oises, even if I write on two different pages, but one's on the right side of the page, one's on the left side of the page, and now I can put them next to each other and they can be read together, that's considered writing two oises. And I would be chayib. We should not get mixed up with Ramosha from the earlier shiurim. If I have two existing ices and I move them together backwards, back together and separate, that's not a problem. Here you're writing the ice, two ices. If they could be read together by moving the pages together, then you'd be chayib. The Hainu Shekhasim Mesif Seyim, Sheyuchal Akrois and Ka'achas, you could read them together. You write it on two walls, even perpendicular walls, one next to the other. But then now they could be read as two oises in one word. Now you'd be chayiv. Hayol shei zuk negazu v'yachol akreis and keechas. V'afilu lokach gvil v'chiyeti b'zev v'kasev asmasi oisachas v'medina zu. I write it in one medina on one piece of gvil, one parchment. V'halach v'oisei ayim shekasev oishni b'medina acheres v'megila acheres asmasa chayiv. But I write on the edge of a different megila in a different city in the same Shabbos. I'm still chayiv. So b'zman shemekarvim negam zem zev. If I were to bring them closer together, I could read them together. There's no ma'isa that needs to be done. Just to bring them close, that's not considered mechusar ma'isa. Avalon kosev oisachas ba'aretz v'oisachas b'kayre, one on the ground and one on the roof. Oisha kosev ashnei kosev abayis v'yirachaykin zemizeh. or I wrote it on two walls that are far away from each other, and now they can't be read together. It's two isolated isyos, or on two pages, but they can't be read together. Pater your pater, the case of two pages is in the middle of the page. Now, in order to be read together, I would have to cut each one to the point where it gets to the edge of the page, and that would not be considered where they're neganzamza, where they're read together with each other, and therefore it would be putter. So we'll stop over here at Zion. Today we spent the first half of this year discussing psikresh delay on trade derabbanan as it applies to malacha of kaisiv and meichik, and we finished the second half of this year with all the different klalim and their rices and their abbanans hilchas kaisiv and meichik. One more day of kaisiv and meichik tomorrow before we start. I believe the next shmooze will be Teifer and Kireya. I want you to have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow.